So it's flu season, and there's another initiative, this one here in Philly, around health and mapping. It's a map of where you can get a free flu shot. And the story all starts in Chicago.
I've always been interested in public health.
So that's Tom Campari, and by day he's a web developer at the University of Chicago.
And at night I do some civic hacking.
Campari was at a meeting two summers ago for local coders who build civic-minded web apps on the side. He saw a presentation from Chicago's health department about flu shot accessibility and a corresponding data set.
And I said, oh, I think I could build something with that and help them out.
A few days later, ChicagoFluShots.org was born, an easy-to-use map with both public health centers and private pharmacies where Chicagoans could go get a flu shot. The city put it on its website, and traffic during a fierce flu season was relatively strong.
It was a fun little project for me personally, just knowing that people will use it and it'll make our city healthier.
That's a prevailing sentiment among civic-minded web geeks. Test out some new skills, tinker with a new project, and help folks out while you're doing it. Open data and mapping as a 1-2 punch. Campari thought other cities might benefit too.
I built it in such a way that with the idea in the back of my mind, hey, if somebody else wants to use this, I want to make it very simple for them to reuse.
And then here in Philadelphia, someone said the same thing. I said, let's bring that to Philly.
Mark Head is the city of Philadelphia's chief data officer. He took the map made in Chicago and proposed a way to standardize the data behind it so that other cities could adapt it even more easily.
So did every address have a set of coordinates with it, lat and long? Did every address have the same descriptors? Was there information about eligibility at every site, cost at every site?
So far, San Francisco and Chicago have adopted the data standard proposed by Philadelphia. Head admits it's not the fanciest of projects, not a showstopper for civic coders, but the goal is better living through open data, fighting the flu by hopefully reaching Philadelphians who could really use the help.
The cost is zero. We're trying to get people that may not have a better option in terms of a pharmacy or something like that that requires insurance coverage or requires some sort of payment.
The Philly map only has city-sanctioned flu shot locations, a few dozen public clinics and whatnot. And honestly, it's a little clunky. There are other outfits who run sleeker sites plotting your nearest pharmacy, for instance. Philadelphia did recently put the flu shot location data into its citywide mapping platform, philla.gov/map, by the way, which is definitely worth checking out. But if you're a web-savvy mapmaker who can play with open data, the city invites you to build a way. For The Pulse, I'm Zach Seward.